Parkland's interim CEO, Dr. Thomas Royer, expects to see the recent peak demand for emergency room treatment continue.
I would be surprised if this lessens itself through February, early March, because we usually start to see the flu season in late January, early February.
Dr. Royer says widespread flu is not here yet, so it's not causing the current increase in ER visits. He suspects some of it could be pent-up demand for medical care left untreated during the holidays, or maybe a change in benefits like unemployment or Medicaid. But Dr. Royer says it is unusual. He says the Parkland clinics are working on a way to take some pressure off the ER.
Typically, you do clinics by appointment, but we're saying, okay, what if we keep 5 hours every day or 4 hours for just walk-ins, maybe an hour every other hour, so if they walk in, we can see them also. If you can access your care through one of our community clinics, that we would like you to do that.
Dr. Royer says he's talking with surrounding hospitals about how to handle the high ER numbers. It's a sensitive issue because most Parkland patients can't pay. Dr. Royer says a red alert because of lack of hospital bed space is rare. ER doctors saw 110 more patients last Thursday than they did the same day a year ago. BJ Austin, KERA News.